Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Life Between Lives Hypnotherapy for Spiritual Regression by Michael Newton is a practical guide and metaphysical exploration focused on spiritual regression hypnosis, building on the public impact of Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls. Newton shifts from presenting mainly case material to explaining how a therapist can guide a client beyond past life recall into the interlife state. The period described as the soul experience between incarnations. The book is written for trained hypnotherapists and regression practitioners, but it is also accessible to motivated general readers who want a clearer picture of what an LBL session involves. Newton's purpose is twofold: to document a repeatable method for conducting these long and intensive sessions, and to outline the kind of themes clients commonly report when regressed to the spiritual realm, including encounters with guiding presences, review and planning processes, and reflections on life purpose. It positions LBL as both a healing-oriented modality and a structured approach to spiritual inquiry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Life Between Lives concept and the focus on the interlife state. A central topic is the distinction between ordinary hypnotherapy aims, past life regression, and the specific target of Life Between Lives work. Newton frames LBL as an exploration of the interval after physical death and before the next incarnation, where identity is experienced primarily as a soul or enduring consciousness, rather than a personality tied to one lifetime. In his presentation, past-life scenes are often a bridge that helps the subject acclimate to regression and deepen trance. But the main therapeutic and spiritual value is said to come from moving beyond those scenes into the interlife state. This emphasis matters because it changes the questions asked and the outcomes sought, instead of focusing on historical verification or narrative details of a prior existence. LBL aims at meaning, making why patterns repeat, what lessons are being worked on, and how relationships may function as long arc learning experiences. Newton also uses the concept to integrate big existential questions in a session format, such as the nature of purpose, the experience of death transition, and the sense of belonging to a larger spiritual context. The book, therefore, operates both as a manual and as a conceptual map for what the LBL label is intended to capture. Secondly, methodology and structure of an LBL session under deep hypnosis. Newton devotes substantial attention to process. He presents LBL as a demanding form of regression that typically requires extended time, careful pacing, and a therapist who can maintain focus while tracking language, effect, and depth of trance. The book is known for outlining step-by-step procedures, including how to prepare the client, how to deepen trance, and how to move from a remembered lifetime toward the death transition and then into the inner life experience. The structure is important because it sets expectations that LBL is not a quick script, but an intensive guided journey that can last multiple hours. He emphasizes the role of precise prompting and the need to keep the client oriented to lived experience rather than intellectual speculation, using consistent questioning to stabilize the narrative flow. The method also highlights therapist responsibilities, maintaining safety, preventing leading questions, and supporting integration afterward. While Newton presents the approach as replicable, he also signals that skill in hypnosis and regression technique is a prerequisite because managing deep trance, long sessions, and emotionally charged material requires clinical competence. And this makes the book function as both training-oriented documentation and a realistic portrayal of what the work demands in practice. Thirdly, accessing superconscious material and the role of guiding presences. Another key theme is the claim that LBL regression can access a level of mind often described as superconscious, a source of insight that feels wiser and more encompassing than everyday awareness. Within Newton's framework, this is the level at which clients report spiritual memory and a broader perspective on their life direction. The book explores how subjects commonly describe contact with guiding beings or teachers, not as abstract doctrine, but as experiential reports that arise during trance. Newton treats these elements as functional parts of the LBL landscape because they provide counsel, feedback, and perspective during the session. For many readers, this is where the work intersects with spiritual counseling. The client may seek clarity about relationships, persistent fears, or a sense of being off path, and the guidance narrative offers a way to reframe those problems in terms of learning and growth. Newton's presentation focuses on how a facilitator can invite descriptions, ask for meaning, and keep the client grounded in what is being perceived, even for skeptical readers. The book provides a consistent vocabulary for discussing inner guidance experiences and for examining how such experiences can be translated into actionable changes in daily life. Fourthly, a mapped model of the spirit world based on repeated session themes. Newton is widely associated with presenting a coherent model of the spiritual realm as reported by many hypnosis subjects over decades of practice. In Life Between Lives, this mapping theme continues, but with an emphasis on how the facilitator elicits and organizes information rather than merely presenting striking stories. The book describes the inner life state as having recognizable phases and settings as commonly reported in sessions, allowing Newton to propose a working model that readers can compare with their own experiences or those of clients. This is not positioned as laboratory proof, but as a synthesis of recurring motifs observed across many sessions. The value of the model is practical as well as philosophical. For practitioners, it provides a framework to help maintain direction in a long session without forcing content, because the therapist can use the map as a set of waypoints while still allowing the client experience to lead. For general readers, it offers a structured alternative to vague afterlife talk by presenting a sequence of experiences that include reflection, learning, and preparation. Whether one interprets the material literally, symbolically, or psychologically, the map structure is central to what distinguishes Newton's LBL approach from more open-ended spiritual narratives. Lastly, healing, integration, and ethical limits for practitioners and readers beyond technique and cosmology, the book emphasizes what to do with an LBL experience. Newton portrays the recall of interlife themes as potentially healing, especially when clients connect current life struggles with broader meanings such as unresolved fears, relationship patterns, or a lack of purpose. The session is presented as a catalyst for integration rather than an end in itself, with the facilitator helping the client translate insights into grounded decisions and emotional relief. At the same time, the book's practical orientation highlights limits and cautions. LBL work is depicted as physically and mentally demanding for both client and therapist, and it presumes competency in hypnosis, client management, and post-session support. This implicitly raises ethical concerns, avoiding suggestibility pitfalls, not presenting spiritual interpretations as guaranteed facts, and ensuring clients are not pushed into content they are not ready to process. The book, therefore, sits at the intersection of spiritual exploration and professional responsibility. For practitioners, its message is that method matters as much as metaphysics, because the quality of questioning, neutrality, and pacing can shape what emerges and how helpful it becomes. For lay readers, it clarifies why trained facilitation and careful aftercare are often recommended for such intense regression work. In conclusion, Life Between Lives Hypnotherapy for Spiritual Regression is best suited to experienced hypnotherapists, regression practitioners, and serious students of spiritual psychology who want a clearer understanding of how LBL sessions are structured and why they can be so intensive. It can also serve thoughtful general readers who have read Newton's earlier books and want a more method-focused view of the approach, though it is not a substitute for clinical training. The axe to practical benefit of the book is its procedural clarity. It explains how a facilitator might move from conventional regression work into the interlife state, how to maintain depth, and how to keep the session coherent over several hours. Intellectually, it offers a systematic way to think about recurring reports of the afterlife interval, including themes of guidance, review, learning, and future planning, while framing these as experiential outcomes of a specific hypnotic method. Compared with many books in the reincarnation and afterlife category, it stands out for being explicitly instructional rather than purely inspirational. Where similar titles often rely on anecdotes or broad metaphysical claims, Newton places strong emphasis on replicable session flow and practitioner discipline. That combination of technique, a consistent conceptual map, and an integration-oriented mindset explains why the book remains a reference point in discussions of spiritual regression hypnosis. If you would like to support Michael Newton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.